Good morning, everybody. It's a pleasure to be here. You should have all received some pre-reading material. That just gave a background to what I will talk about today, which is resource planning in the emergency services in England. Now, I have been doing this for 25 years now, not just in England, but also overseas. And my job, my expertise, is in operational research. And that is a management science. Some of you may have heard of it. It is a science that is there to help managers make decisions, difficult decisions, particularly planning decisions, looking to the future. And my interest is in doing that job for the emergency services, for fire, police and ambulance. So this morning, I'm going to talk about the three emergency services in England, fire, police and ambulance. We're going to talk about the type of resources used, and resources is just a general term for anything that costs money, really. So an ambulance man costs money, an ambulance station costs money, and vehicles cost money. We'll also talk about the work that the emergency services do. The 999 calls. When you ring 999 in England, the operator says to you, fire, police or ambulance. And you say what you want. And then one of those three services, fire, police or ambulance, then has to answer that call very quickly. And we call those incidents or calls. Generally we call them demand, the demand met by the emergency services. And when these vehicles respond to calls, they need to meet certain standards. How quickly do we need to get to the patient who's ill? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes? My talk really is about resources, demand and standards and how they are related to one another. And in this country, in England, the government sets targets for these standards. It says that ambulance, police and fire services should arrive at the scene of an incident in a certain time period. And we'll look at those targets for each emergency service. And then finally, we'll look at how resource planning can help managers decide how many resources they should need and where they should be to meet the demand at the standards that they wish to achieve. So in your background material, I gave you some key facts about the three emergency services in England. This is the English billion, which is 1,000 million. I think the American billion is $1 million. £1 billion is £1,000 million. And roughly £1 billion is spent on ambulance services in England. About double that for the fire service, and four times as much, at least, it's difficult to get an accurate figure here, for the police service. Now, in your countries, the services will be organised differently. In this country, the ambulance service is part of the National Health Service, the NHS. The fire service comes under the office of the Deputy Prime Minister. You may have heard of John Prescott. He's responsible for the fire service, the ODPM. And the police service is funded and basically controlled via the Home Office. And there are 31 ambulance services, 46 fire services and 38 police forces in England. I gave you some maps in your background material. There are the 31 ambulance services in England. Slide doesn't come out very well. Isle of Wight down here is actually the 32nd ambulance service. It's just a small ambulance service. What you will notice if you know England is that some of these areas are very big. This is an ambulance service here, the West Country. And that combines Cornwall, Devon and Somerset in one big ambulance service. East Anglia combines Suffolk, Norfolk and Cambridgeshire.